T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Right now, though, you've heard me talk about ranked choice voting. They tried to get this. There was a movement afoot to get it on an initiative petition last year. It kind of failed. It kind of went down in flames. And that's a good thing, because we've seen the disaster that has happened around the country where they have instituted ranked choice voting. It's like, you know, 15 people on the ballot, and the top two, regardless of party, move ahead to the final election. And it just takes away choices, in my opinion. And we've got this Missouri Senator Ben Brown on the phone right now from District 26 to talk a little bit more about his bill that would try to keep this from ever happening in Missouri again. Ben, welcome in.
Good morning, Mark. Good to be on.
Yeah, good to have you. Thank you for giving me a heads up on this. Your bill regarding ranked choice voting was originally scheduled to have a hearing yesterday, right?
We did. We actually had a hearing in committee. It was voted out of committee. We're now on the formal calendar. So we were hopeful that it would be brought to the Senate floor for debate tomorrow for the first time. Unfortunately, we adjourned with just a couple bills to go. So I believe we should be up on Monday when we return.
Yeah. So tell people your issue with ranked choice voting and maybe how you describe it when you're telling people what it does and how it works.
Well, you know, it's no secret that confidence in our system of elections is all-time low. And I think that we need to be doing everything we can to restore confidence in our elections. And what ranked choice voting does, it does the exact opposite. My bill, it consists of two provisions aimed at restoring that trust. That it would preserve the one-person, one-vote system and ban ranked choice voting in our state. It also specifies that only U.S. citizens over the age of 18 who are residents of Missouri, keyword being only U.S. citizens, are entitled to vote in our elections.
Yeah.
So, and in ranked choice voting, people that are proponents will say that it creates a majority, but all it does is really creates an artificial majority. Because you have this byproduct where ballots are essentially trash. You go through multiple rounds of tabulations, and if you don't follow the convoluted instructions to a T, or one of the candidates that you ranked does not make it to one of the rounds, then your ballot is essentially thrown in the trash. It doesn't count. And there are studies to back this up in states where this has already been enacted. A study in Maine looked at 98 of the most recent elections after that was passed there. And 60% of the election victors were not actually the candidate that obtained the majority of the votes cast.
Yeah. Yeah. It disenfranchises people, which is how I try to explain it. If you vote for one person and then you put two other people as your second and third choice, for example, but it's the fourth person that gets more votes elsewhere, ultimately, you might not even get a vote on the final two people on the ballot. I mean, it's crazy how this thing works. They do a version of this in the city of St. Louis. If your bill passed, would it prevent them from doing that in the city?
It would. And, okay, you know, we're seeing exactly how well that system is working out in St. Louis right now, unfortunately. And you're exactly right by saying it disenfranchises people. And someone who agrees with you happens to be the head of the NAACP in the state of New York. They went as far as slamming their new ranked choice voting system as voter suppression, and they were actually quoted as saying ranked choice voting is not beneficial to minorities, it's voter suppression.
Well, I look at Alaska, and I brought this up before. Sarah Palin would be a congresswoman from Alaska if not for ranked choice voting.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And just to give you an idea of just how bad this can be, there's a San Francisco Board of Supervisors election which had 20 rounds of tabulation. After 20 rounds, 53% of the ballots were trash. Only 8,200 ballots actually counted towards the end result. In other words, more ballots were thrown out than actually counted towards the end result.
So we're talking to Senator Ben Brown. Often before you bring these things up, I know if you're the sponsor of a bill, you're trying to get it to the floor. Do you have a corresponding bill in the House, or do you know somebody over there that will that has confidence they can shepherd this thing through?
Yes, Representative Ben Baker, we reached out to him last year. This is the second year I filed this bill.
Right.
And he filed complimentary language on the House side. It did actually pass all the way through the House last year. Unfortunately, we weren't quite able to get it there in the Senate this year. I've been able to move it much more quickly in the Senate. So hopefully we can get that through. And I'm confident if we can do it on our end, we can get it through the House as well and, you know, get this done for the people of Missouri.
Good, good. Long overdue, in my opinion. I hope they get it done this year. Senator, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Yep. Keep me up to date. Appreciate that, Senator Ben Brown there. This is just a horrible, horrible idea.
It's a little confusing the way
it is
structured.
It really is. I found like in Maine, they were trying to get people to buy in to ranked choice voting. And they put up this really crazy illustration, this video with cartoon characters in it to try to explain how it worked. And I played this last year, and let me play just a clip of it here. Carl, hang on.
You are not required to choose more than one candidate if you do not want to participate in ranking. Your first choice candidate for that office will be counted on election night. If no candidate receives a majority, the voting will move into ranked choice voting rounds.
Yeah, at which point, the second time around, none of your votes will count. If your candidate didn't end up in the top two, then, and you didn't vote for more than one, like, you end up having to make some very terrible choices if you have to keep voting for people that are second, third, fourth, and fifth choices in this round. And then they throw out everything from the first round, and if your candidate didn't make the top two, they go and look at your second choice. And if your second choice was one of the top two, then that vote gets tabulated. But if it's not, then you don't get to vote in the next round. Like, you're disenfranchised. Instead of just doing it the way we do it, where you have a couple people, two-party system, people running a primary, they're on the ballot in November or whenever the election is, and then you get to go out and vote on those two people who were the choice of their party.
How long would it take to get results using this way of voting?
It can take a long time. They just have to keep going back and retabulating them. It doesn't always take a long time, but it can. And you can easily see the confusion and why it's a bad idea unless your goal is to just get a bunch of milquetoast candidates elected is really what ends up happening, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.